And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are actors Andrew Hunter and Rudy Eisenzopf. They are here to talk about the play Shotgun, one in a trilogy by author John Biganay from New Orleans. A lot of people know his novels, I think, more than his theatrical work. He's quite well known for a number of novels. He's read here at the university, and so some people may have had a chance to hear him read. You both are very seasoned actors. I know that, Andrew, you came out of UL's program.
I did.
You have your bachelor's from the theater program, Performing Arts.
Love it here.
And are now very involved in the schools and in teaching theater and acting and
yes.
obviously working in theater as well. And Rudy, you have just been an inveterate lover of theater and an actor for many years now. And
that's correct, yeah.
Have moved into our community. You mm-hmm. came from North Carolina.
Yep.
And it seems like you immediately got involved in theater.
Yeah, I guess yeah. I was here about a year.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And
yeah.
found your way into quite a number of productions,
mm-hmm.
I think. Tell us a couple that you've been in. I know you were in Roadkill Diner.
Yeah,
I think
Roadkill Diner, that's what mm-hmm. we were here for,
right,
for that.
Right.
Last year, I had three right in a row. We did the rehearsal, mm-hmm. and right after that was Barry Child, and then right after that was Beau Jest.
So really working with quite a number of directors and
yeah.
Theater companies. There's so many here
mm-hmm.
in our community now. And so, Andrew, you were in many plays here at the university. And what have you been in most recently here?
Most recently, it would be We All Do with Wonderlust Theater over at Theater 810. Before that, might have been Jermaine Warner's Promises over at Cité des Arts. And we did a collaborative 24-hour type piece with Acting Up in Acadiana called 2012, The Ridiculous and the Profound.
So you come with much acting experience and a variety of styles of theater.
Absolutely.
You're really very open to different kinds of theater. This is an interesting one. It's a trilogy, and it opens in different cities in
Correct.
Louisiana. Tell us just about the story of this trilogy. Maybe, Rudy, you want to start off?
Well, I mean, really, I think John Biganay, he put it correctly. He said this is really... On the surface, it's about what happened 4 to 5 months after the flood.
Katrina.
But what it really is...
Mm-hmm. Katrina.
Katrina. And what it really is, it's a bunch of different love stories all in one. It's a love story between a man and a woman. A father and his son, a father and his daughter, and a son and his mother. And it's how they all weave together in this little...
world.
Yeah.
But within that trilogy, those stories are in the different
actually,
plays, or are they
actually,
all...
Actually, he calls it a trilogy mm-hmm. simply because they're all dealing with what happened during and right around Katrina. But no character is the same in either play. Mm-hmm. They're completely different.
All right. So and you were mentioning earlier that really the thought was that you would have them opening in different cities so people could kind of like hop around to the cities and go to the different openings and the
yeah.
plays. Hasn't worked out exactly like that, but it opened first in New Orleans with Rising Waters.
Rising Water. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
I think I know. So Southern Rep did this play, didn't they?
They opened
Shotgun.
It first.
Okay.
Yeah, they opened Southern Rep, but Shotgun first.
Okay. So. But we're going to be doing Shotgun here in
mm-hmm.
Lafayette.
Mm-hmm.
Mold will be opening in New Orleans at the end of the month.
As a world premiere.
And then Swine Palace will be doing the other play.
Correct.
All right. So we can still work our way through the different trilogies. And mm-hmm. it's not chronological, is it? So you don't really have to see them in order?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So John Biganay's Shotgun is opening here in Lafayette. It will open next weekend, March 9th, here. And it will be performed. Where will it be performed in Lafayette?
At Theater 810.
At Theater 810. Very intense venue, small. You are very close to the action. Very close. So tell us about the place that Shotgun holds in this trilogy by John Biganay. What's going on? What story is going on in Shotgun?
I think what Shotgun is really dealing with is the idea of what can live after the storm has taken place, whether it would be a relationship, whether it would be the past, you know, can the past rise up above the water? Can the past rise up from the salted earth that has just been, you know, completely abandoned, basically. Those that were left have to figure out how they're going to make it work. Does the past still hold any meaning? You know, is it worth holding on to, or do you just scrap it all and start fresh?
Yeah.
And some of the characters do. Some of them maybe don't. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't like to give away too much.
No, but no, you don't have to.
It's definitely about that idea of resurfacing, you know, and having a new beginning.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us about the characters. Who are the characters in this play?
Well, I play Bo Harlan. Mm-hmm. He's a carpenter. And he and his family, his wife and son, they lived in the Gentilly district, Gentilly neighborhood, and stayed through the storm, lost everything. Even his wife. So it has a lot to do with the play. The characters have a lot to do between him and his son. And his son is a teenager. His name is Eugene, played by Cody Dunstan. Very good. Very, I mean, just wonderful person to work with. And then, you know, he's away for a while. They get evacuated to Baton Rouge, and then they live in a motel for several months, and he's looking for a place to stay. And he finds a place in Algiers, and that's where we run into
my character and others.
Yes.
And my character is...
there was a look there that you couldn't see on radio.
There was.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Thanks for pointing that out.
A little, little method acting there. That's what
My character's name is Clarence Willie Williams. The Willie Williams is his new start. He's trying to get rid of Clarence. He wants to leave his old identity behind. Clarence, or as I refer to him, Willie. Willie is, he's a hustler, you know, not of any sort of illegal means, but after the storm, you needed those people who could get things, you needed those people who could find things and who could be resourceful in a way that most people aren't. And he's mm-hmm. definitely that guy. If you need it, whatever it might be, mm-hmm. he can get it for you. Whenever I first run into Bo, the surprise is, I think, in Algiers, you know, as in many neighborhoods in New Orleans after the storm, it was very rare that you might run across a Caucasian.
Yeah.
And whenever we first meet, that's an interesting interaction, but it develops from there into me realizing that him being as close as he is to my ex-girlfriend who owns the shotgun that he moves into, and that might develop into a problem. That's what that look was.
Yeah.
Okay. You were channeling that.
Yeah, our characters
there.
Really don't care for each other too much.
Okay. Not, so, well, yeah.
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 So is the ex-girlfriend a character in the play as well?
She is.
Yes.
Her name is Maddie Gottschall, and she's played by Angela Thomas, another phenomenal actress.
All right. So those are the five. There's one more. Who comes
That's in? Maddie's father, Dex. Mm-hmm. Yeah. His name is Dexter, but don't ever call him that.
It seems there's a lot of people not liking their names here.
New beginnings.
And you know, that's another aspect. There was loss, but new beginnings, and people searching for new beginnings.
Absolutely.
As well.
Yeah. Well, Dex is played by Dr. Daniel Wiltz. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, being in as many places again, it's rare to get put together with a group of people that just, I mean, it just fits. And everything is going, I mean, it's just...
Your
perfect.
Characters
near
and
perfect.
The actors as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Who's directing the play?
Oh, what's his name?
Walter...
Walter Green? No, Walter Brown. Yeah, that's what it is.
Brown.
Yeah.
He's listening right now.
He should be.
That's how close y'all are. You just call him Walter.
Yes.
Yes. Everyone just knows Walter. So Walter's directing Shotgun.
Yes.
And those are the five characters in this play. If you are just tuning in, my guests are Andrew Hunter and Rudy Eisenzoff, who are these characters in this play, taking place a few months after Katrina. Again, a part of a trilogy. And I'm assuming that people could just search on the web, and there's probably information about John Biganay and this trilogy, and
absolutely.
Find out
yeah,
a bit
absolutely.
More about
mm-hmm.
it. Interesting that, you know, there were a lot of people who wrote things right after the storm, really rushing to get, you know, memories and impressions right after that. And then some people who waited a bit and began, you know, forming their impressions, and some of the really interesting things like John Biganay's work have come out of that.
Well, that's kind of the way the trilogy came about. I mean, he wrote Rising Water almost immediately, and, mm-hmm. and he says even before that premiered, he came across a bunch of these stories about these relationships, mm-hmm. and well, then another play was born, and yeah. it became Shotgun.
That's right. Knew that he couldn't just be satisfied with those initial impressions, that the stories developed and really have still been coming out.
Rudy pointed out something really good as well, which is that it's really a story of relationships. Mm-hmm. You know, Shotgun, in its heart, is a love story. It's not a Katrina story. You know, so it's not trying to bum you out and bring back all of the really horrible memories that come along with a lot of the documentaries and a lot of the impressions that artists take, because it was a really intense moment. Shotgun really, it's set in that moment in time, but the story really, it kind of rises even above, I think, the hurricane.
Oh, yeah. There's no real political message in this. It's just a great love story.
Mm-hmm. I guess a reminder that human relationships don't stop. We don't put our emotions on hold just because there are disasters.
Absolutely.
Well, that's a great way to put it. That's exactly mm-hmm. what this play is like. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, now the play Mold that is going to be performed in New Orleans. Now, this is the latest one he's written. In fact, you all mentioned he's just finishing it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what sort of love story is that? What does he focus on in Mold?
You know what, to be honest, I mean, because he's just finished up, and it hadn't really been revealed yet. So it's, yeah. I know, you know, Rising Water is this story of two people stuck mm-hmm. in the attic during the storm with the water rising. Mm-hmm. So Mold is kind of a...
Yeah, something different. Yeah. To travel to New Orleans to see that.
I'm gonna make the trip.
Yeah. So how long have you all been working on the play?
A couple months. I get lost in the rehearsal process, honestly.
I mean, it's hard to keep track.
Because, so it's really been a flow. It's been a good process.
Yeah,
for this
it
play.
Has. Mm-hmm. Yeah, really we've had the privilege of being able to spend some time with these characters, and it's really going to show mm-hmm. in the play. It really is.
Mm-hmm. And do you expect maybe John Biganay might come and see the play?
Actually, he is going to be there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He's going to be there for opening night, maybe?
From what I understand, yes.
All right.
Yeah. While I was here at UL, I just shared with a friend. We did A Lesson Before Dying, and Ernest Gaines was still on campus at the time. So it's not the first time that I've had a writer with a nice name, you know, in the house. But I think that he'll really appreciate the direction that Walter's taken and the performance that we're all giving him. We're mm-hmm. really hoping that he's pleased.
Because we changed it completely.
I just want to let you know, John, we've changed your play. But that must always be a source of maybe delight sometimes in seeing how someone has taken your work and transformed it for their
Absolutely.
Particular community.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we are talking about a trilogy of plays that were written by John Biganay, again, a New Orleans writer, a wonderful writer, has written so much over two or three decades now in Louisiana. This trilogy began right after Katrina and has continued, just finishing the third one. We will get to see Shotgun, the second one performed here in Lafayette. It opens next week on March 9th. My guests are acting in the play. Again, Andrew Hunter and Rudy Eisenzopf. Well, tell me more about your characters. It's been a long process. You've worked with it. It's been a real flow. Mm-hmm. What do you feel, again, without giving away the whole story, but you have to have a sense of development in your character, and you come to a greater understanding of your character. What was yours, Rudy? I mean, obviously, you auditioned for this play. You liked the idea of this character. Mm-hmm. But how has he grown on you? How has he changed and developed for you?
That's a pretty tough question to put in the words, since I've spent a lot of time kind of internalizing it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, Bo is a character who's kind of going through a little PTSD through this whole thing. Mm-hmm. So he's kind of just wandering. He's stuck. It's almost like he's walking through the flood. And he can't get out. Mm-hmm. You know, and his character there's a lot to do with blame and forgiveness, both from his son and himself, mm-hmm. and from his wife.
Who was killed during the storm?
Actually, she died after the storm, because of the flood. I don't want to get too much, because that's a pretty dramatic part of the story, is mm-hmm. the monologue. And mm-hmm. it's...
But she's very present in the play.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. He is... just an everyday guy who got put into a situation that, well, you don't wake up one day thinking, I you know, I better prepare for, you know, having my house destroyed in a flood. Mm-hmm. You know, so you can imagine what that would be like to wake up the next day and nothing is there.
Mm-hmm. Well, just hearing your response to that gives some indication of how well written this play is.
Oh, it is. Yeah. You know, yeah. And that makes it easy on us mm-hmm. as actors. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really does.
So. Well, how about your character, Willie? Willie who wants to get rid of his past
name? Yeah. I think that Willie was lost before the storm. Willie is younger than some of the characters. You know, he looks at Dex as kind of a mentor, but Dex has experienced a different side of life than Willie ever will, with experiencing not only racism way before Katrina, mm-hmm. but living in New Orleans and having that experience the entire time he's lived there. Post the storm, it's really about holding whatever might have been there before together. And in our community, not letting what is perceived as a threat, you know, yeah. anybody could have been a threat at this point. Mexicans, Texans, you know, Russians, whomever coming into New Orleans would have not been appreciated. But especially in the case of Bo, whites, you know, it's interesting for my character to be on a certain level very ignorant of certain things. Mm-hmm. And it's also interesting that he's a little racist. Like,
well, yeah, I mean, it's kind of like... There is the subplot, I guess you'd say, of racism in the play, but it's used more as a tool in the development of the relationships between the people in the play. Mm-hmm.
It is not the focus.
It is not mm-hmm. the focus. Mm-hmm. And it's used in a way that you don't expect, mm-hmm. really. You don't.
It was interesting for me to explore and discover the anger that came along with that racism, because it's one thing to acknowledge it and to be aware of it, but it's another thing for you to understand that, like, this character is kind of angry at these things because of race. And mm-hmm. not having those feelings personally, it was interesting to explore and discover them. But in a recent trip that I made to New Orleans, even in the new New Orleans, communities are communities, and they're, you know, made up of what they're made up of.
Especially in New Orleans.
Especially in New Orleans. you know, so the demographic from one area of town to the next, it's really diverse, and it's so many things other than just, you know, black and white, rich and poor. Mm-hmm. But it's been a really interesting journey to kind of internalize and discover some of those things. And it'll be even more interesting to let them go after everybody comes and sees the show.
It's part of your character, too, that letting go and wanting to let go.
Absolutely.
Well, again, back to that whole idea of that master storyteller, you know, someone from that community, someone who's been writing stories for a long time. Mm-hmm. It's not someone who just said, oh, I think I can write a play. He's got stories in his head, and he's collected characters for so long.
Well, I think that's the thing. I think... only somebody from New Orleans who was there during that time period could write a story like this.
And someone mm-hmm. very intimately knowledgeable about these kinds of characters.
Exactly.
You know, he knows somebody from Gentilly. He's seen people. He's probably worked on his house. Mm-hmm. So, yes, he's lived with those characters, and he's got a storyteller's touch in drawing those characters.
Yeah.
We've been blessed not only with the great play that's been written in the great direction of Mr. Brown, but also the set that we're going to be on. We can't explain
to
you here.
It is almost worth the ticket just to see the set.
Who's done the set?
Duncan Thistlewaite,
of course.
Yeah, and it's honestly amazing. You know, for us as actors, it's a pleasure to be able to get on a set that looks so nice and that honestly makes the story instantly, you know, fit. It appears like what it's supposed to appear like, and they've done a great job on the tech end to make our job really easy, I think.
Well, yeah.
Not too easy.
Mm-hmm. No.
There's another look.
Acting
there.
Is really hard.
I want to tell people who are just tuning in that we're talking about the play Shotgun. It's one of a trilogy of plays written by Louisiana New Orleans writer John Biguenet. Mm-hmm. It is a series that started right after Katrina. He's just finishing the third one. Shotgun is the second, and you have an opportunity to see Shotgun, Mold in New Orleans, and Rising Waters put on by Swine Palace in Baton Rouge. So you can kind of... you know, search around the web and find out where all these plays are being performed and see if you can make them. It opens in Lafayette, Shotgun, on March 9th and will run for 2 weekends.
Yes.
So you'll have about how many performances? Eight?
It's It's Saturday, Sunday, then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Six shows.
And yeah, it's a good idea get tickets because there's only about 50 seats in Theater 810. And
Reserve.
Yes, yes.
And that's another great thing about the set is it's done in such a way that the audience feels like they're sitting in the street. I mean, really.
Right. So get your street side, curbside seat. Yeah. And I think you can get it by calling Theater 810 or generally there's an Eventbrite site.
The number?
Yeah, mm-hmm. The phone number for Theater 810 is 337-484-0172. And the website is shotgun.eventbrite.com. That's for the ticketing website.
Okay, so you can get your tickets either way. You can get them at the door, but probably not a good idea.
Always a good idea
to reserve those tickets.
And we have the Shotgun Facebook page also, which we post pictures to that and everything. So it's great.
So is it just /Shotgun?
Or? I think so. Yeah, I think it's just.
Okay. We'll search around. People are really good at finding things. Well, thank you for taking the time to come by and talk with us. I know it's sort of the last week of rehearsals, and y'all are really getting close to that.
Thanks for having us.
Again, my guests have been Rudy Eisenzoff and Andrew Hunter, who are acting in John Biganay's Shotgun, put on by Acting Unlimited Incorporated. That will be at Theater 810, opening on the 9th and running through Sunday, March 17th. Thank you both.
Thank you.